to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. Here we are, another voyage. A voyage in the quest for freedom. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the 23rd day of February 2014. I'm live, locked and loaded, launching another global transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones. Hold on, we got a little bit more of the song. Yes, I listened to this when I was about 11 years old. And I still listen to it. Bang the tyrant's head! All right, folks, enough silliness. Let's get serious. We do have a special intro coming up at the start of the next segment that will illustrate everything that we're talking about. I have decided to join Obama. I have been far too negative for far too long, and everything Obama has told us has been true, and I really feel trendy and powerful and cool when I basically buy into whatever Obama and his coterie of incredibly liberal good people who care about me say and do. So we are going to be supporting him. I mean, there's this article up on InfoWars.com. It's up on DrudgeReport.com as well. The Democrats are moving to revoke FCC licenses of anyone that runs TV ads critical of Barack Obama. Remember the truth squads in Missouri and other states back during the first election 6-7 years ago? They're going to, quote, arrest anyone that they think runs a misleading ad, like saying he's not a Christian or things like that. Well, that's First Amendment. You have a right there. So they're really going to try all this, and this is on the heels of the whole move with the newsroom, FCC, coming in to chronicle what you say and what you do and to see if you're, quote, bias on women and minority issues, which women and minorities together are 75%+ of the population. Just a little newsflash for everybody out there. Over 50% of the population is women. Well over 51. There's 51 babies born for every 49 male babies, and then women live on average about 6 years longer. So do the math, compadres. So we've got that information. You know, women have more wealth in the aggregate than men because there's all these women that have their dead rich husband's money. Or they kill them in a divorce, basically, and get all their money. But seriously, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be breaking down a lot of this today. Bill Maher, legend in his own mind, has come out and attacked some people. And basically, whoever he attacks is who's hurting them. And who he is just rampantly jealous of with his HBO audience. You know, HBO has some really big audiences for cable, but not. Didn't his show used to be called Politically Incorrect? Talk about camouflage. That'd be like calling Obama a hardcore conservative. I mean, it's just all pure bull. Real time with Bill. I have writers and read off a teleprompter, Maher. What a joke. And so we're going to be just looking at his conniption fit, demonizing Matt Drudge, Ted Cruz, and Glenn Beck. I mean, he's attacked me before, but I am really jealous and envious that I have not been attacked, because that means I'm not doing a good enough job, that I have not been included in all of this. But we are going to be playing that clip as well. I know somebody had dinner with Bill Maher, and he talked trash about me for about half of the meeting. I mean, wow, well, what is he so upset by? He couldn't come on the air and talk for 2, 3, 4 hours without a teleprompter? With all these dozens of writers making him sound witty? The guy is a stuffed suit. The guy can't even sell 1,000 tickets in most major cities for people to come see him. I can sell 1,000 tickets anywhere in the United States in days for people to come hear me speak. I don't even do it. Because I'm more about electronically reaching masses. The facts are in.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Unfortunately, you've grown up hearing voices that incessantly warn of government as nothing more than some separate, sinister entity that's at the root of all our problems.
Oh,
you warn that tyranny is always lurking just around the corner. You should reject these voices.
There will be no new bureaucracy.
Obama.
You keep the doctors you know and trust. You keep the insurance you have.
Obama.
So part of the kids belong to their parents, or kids belong to their
everything
parents.
Is wonderful. I love Obama.
We're going to have a civilian national that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
I've got a pen.
And our Lord Savior, Barack Obama.
Let's take extra care to follow the instructions or you'll be put to sleep.
Everything is awesome. Everything is cool when you're part of a team. Everything is awesome.
Now the FCC's gonna tell me what to do.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
Obama is awesome.
The Alex Jones.
My
show.
Lord and Savior.
Ladies and gentlemen, under new FCC rules, the Fairness Doctrine is being brought back in. Literally, they're trying to bring it back in. And we'll have to give equal time to the state-run media. And so at the start of each broadcast now, we will spend a few minutes putting out the official story. Obama doesn't want your guns. He promises to never come after him, even though he did. He promises not to hire any lobbyists. He broke all records doing it. He promised to cut the budget. He expanded it to the highest level ever. He said that, raising the debt ceiling does not raise the debt. It's all true. Raising the debt does not raise the debt. There's never tyranny lurking around the corner in history. And he did come after your guns, but that's okay, even though he lied, because he didn't lie. And everything is awesome, everything is wonderful, everything is good. And the economy's doing great. And Obamacare is obviously wrecking the country and shutting down businesses everywhere and putting people on part-time work, but that's okay. They say just go get on welfare. That's what they wanted you all the time. Part of the system. So everything is awesome when you're part of a forced labor camp. Everything is awesome in the Soviet Union, Venezuela. Everything is awesome in a collectivist nightmare. Everything is awesome, except it's not awesome historically. And that's what we're here talking about on this worldwide Sunday global transmission, where every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. And we come back for 3 hours every day, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, with the weekday transmission. You can find all the links and podcasts and everything else on the listen page at prisonplanet.com and infowars.com. And follow us on Twitter at Real Alex Jones. You know, I want to open the phones up after I cover a bunch of really huge First Amendment attacking news that is just ultra massively important to not just people in media, but anybody that wants to live in what's left of a free country. The little scraps we've got, and huge news, obviously, on the Ukraine, and gigantic news on spy hubs everywhere. You know, I told you years ago, they have new light bulbs that actually act as cameras. That's how small the chips have gotten. And people didn't believe me, even though it was in the Associated Press. It's back in the news again. And guess who's going to string them up all over the country? You guessed it, the TSA, the new National Police Force, the civilian force, just as big and just as strong as our military, as Barack Obama said. So all of that is coming up. And, you know, I'm just sitting here thinking there's so many topics to throw out at the audience. Because when I throw a topic out, Radio 101, and keep people to that, we get some really great calls. when I just say free-for-all, it is a free-for-all of bygones, a swamp of literal diversions and distractions and weird factoids that don't lead anywhere. So I'm going to throw out a couple topics. I'm going to think about it in this segment the next. And then at the bottom of the hour, I'll throw the phone number out, and I want to hear from you, first-time callers, long-time callers. You agree, you disagree. We have this rule where if you disagree, you go to the head of the line. I don't really follow that anymore because most of the time, five, six, seven times out of ten, more than half the time, people call in claiming they disagree, and then they really don't disagree to get to the head of the line, or they're satirical. They're like, I love turning my guns in. What's wrong with that, Alex? I want people that really disagree. In fact, I just figured out what I want. We're not going to take first-time callers or long-time callers when I first open the phones up. Today is only people that disagree, at least in the first hour of phone calls. From the bottom of the hour to 30 minutes in the next hour, I want to hear from apologists who think I'm wrong and want to tell me how I'm a fraud. Lord knows I'm obnoxious. Sometimes I'm unlistenable in my own view. But what I'm talking about is going on. We're losing liberty. Tyranny is growing worldwide. We're going in the wrong direction. We're going into greater debt. We're being dumbed down. We're getting physically more unhealthy. World government is being set up by select corporations that are not free market or monopolistic. We need to have a major debate about this. I told you Obamacare had death panels, cut the quality of care, jacked up the prices, was written by offshore mafia organizations basically that run the insurance companies. Do I get an apology from all you Obama people that before, during, and after, we've done this four or five shows, we've given you the floor, and you call in and attack me for not liking Obamacare. So do you want to call in and apologize to me and Ted Cruz and so many others that told the truth, or Matt Drudge, or anybody that told anybody who could read the bill and actually cared about reality? Do you want to call in and apologize? Because, listen, I don't want you to apologize to me, but you need to have the act of contrition, saying you're sorry to the people that you've attacked and lied about. Now, we know the state-run media is not going to do that. They're going to continue to just say, everything is awesome. Now you're part of the team. Everything is wonderful. You know, Michelle Obama's like, you're a knucklehead and don't have your insurance. And, you know, we need to, all the old liberals are running ads like, make your kids pay them lazy kids. Get them stinking kids. I mean, this is so incredibly corrupt. And no amount of new taxes will prop up all the Social Security and everything. It's designed to implode. But not until they suck the country dry. The globalists have done this in third world country after third world country. And when they get down to the final line of really breaking this country once and for all, which we're really getting into those waters now, it's not a hypothetical or down the road or over the horizon. We're now arriving. So when you're a kid and you drive halfway across the country and say go to Washington, D.C. or go to Los Angeles or go to, you know, Detroit or go to Florida, you know, wherever you're going. And finally, you get there at night and you're 20 miles away and you see the city. And it's like, oh, and then you're at the hotel and then you're there. I mean, we're pulling into the city of tyranny, the city of broken dreams, the city of dependency, the city of state-run media and tyranny. And with all that is going to be media censorship. And we reported on this last year when they first proposed it earlier this year. And it finally got picked up this week, and everybody's freaking out over the FCC wants to put monitors under a George Soros organization. Literally, I have the articles right here. I'll show them to you. If you're a TV viewer or listener, I'll give you the headline. And they are literally coming into them saying, we're going to see if you're racist, biased towards women or minorities, and file a report on you of how you should run your media. I mean, this is insane. This is Commissar's political police. Well, on the heels of that, senators are demanding the FBI head answer questions about indictment of Dinesh D'Souza, the number two filmmaker, documentary filmmaker in history. Imagine if Michael Moore had been arrested, you know, a year after making a film about Bush. I mean, I would be saying that stinks. Look at this. Michigan Democrat rep Gary Peters threatens TV station licenses over Obamacare ad. And there's an ad running that criticizes Obamacare. It's up on Infowars.com from the Examiner if you want to watch it. And they literally are saying, we'll strip your license if you do this. And this is what Democrats in the U.S. Senate talk about. This is what they want to do. I don't call this liberal. I call it authoritarian. Here is the TV ad called Julie's Story.
My name is Julie Boonstra, and 5 years ago, I was diagnosed with leukemia.
Shut her up.
I found out that I only have a 20% chance of surviving.
Don't give her a voice.
I found this wonderful doctor.
Shut her off.
A great health care
plan. We're liberal.
I was doing barely well.
Thanks for killing
Granny. Fighting the leukemia. And then I received the letter. My insurance was canceled because of Obamacare. Now the out-of-pocket costs are so high, it's unaffordable. If I do not receive my medication, I will die. I believed the president. I believed I could keep my health insurance plan. I feel lied to. It's heartbreaking for me. Congressman Peters, your decision to vote for Obamacare jeopardized my health. It is time to listen to me. It is time to listen to the other American citizens out there.
And it's on record all of this is happening. All right, the rest of the ad's up on Infowars.com. And his answer is, shut it off. I'm going to get your license pulled. Hey, why don't you move to China, punk?
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com. Yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Who else has got Hank Hill and Beavis bringing them in live with the actual voice doing it? You know what? I get high on freedom. A free country is the drug for me. Kickstart America's heart. Rediscover liberty. Get past all the terms of liberal conservative. Recognize tyranny when you see it. Speak out against it. But also live liberty as an example. That's how we're going to get our society back. Here's to liberty. Top fuel funny card. The drug for me. I'm out 173. I don't drive like that anymore. I drive the speed limit. All right, we are back live, but on the air. Oh, I drive 170. Thank you so much for joining us on this Sunday edition. You know what? We didn't play all the ad, and because this state rep is threatening to, U.S. rep is threatening to pull an FCC license, as if he could even do that. Now you've got the FCC saying they want to come in and manage news inside even print media. Talk about a power grab. Even with the FCC chairman coming out saying it's a bad idea. So they're backing off of it for now. They did this last year as well. We're going to play this again just because he doesn't like it. While Julie Boonstra, Dexter, Michigan, struggles with survival leukemia, she now has to cope with being called a liar by the Democrat who wants to be her next senator. And the campaign of Representative Gary Peters is also going after television stations airing ads in which her story is featured, threatening their licenses. That's right. The Examiner goes on to report the ad by Americans for Prosperity features the woman battling leukemia talking about how her insurance was canceled under Obamacare and saying Peters' decision to vote for the law jeopardized my health. No kidding. They admit it's kicking people off. The ads are airing in Michigan as Peters seeks the Democratic nomination to replace Senator Carl Levin, Democrat of Michigan. So he wants to go from the House to the Senate, who is not seeking re-election. Media organizations investigating the ads claim note that she was able to find comparable new insurance under the law. The Washington Post fact checker blog gave the ad a two Pinocchios for Obama. Really, she didn't get the doctor she wanted and the treatment she wanted. What a bunch of bull. The point is, they said you wouldn't lose your doctor. And the bill said you would in many cases. They were liars. People just keep defending this Obamacare, man. Admit you're wrong. But in response, told the local Dexter local leader newspaper that though she has no idea whether she will break even with a new plan, a fact checker claims, the uncertainty of having to restructure her health care while coping with a deadly disease is damaging enough. Yeah, choose your own doctor. That's fundamental. People are asking me for the numbers, and I don't know those answers. That's the heartbreak of it all. And meanwhile, it's reported that he is threatening to have their FCC license pulled, which is what we see going on with all this attempt to have the FCC come in and start managing political statements and things. And we saw the Obama truth squads during the first election 7 years ago saying, if you run a misleading ad, the Missouri police will arrest you. They will decide if it's misleading. In other words, if you say Obama wants to raise taxes, this is a quote. Guys, will you pull up on YouTube, or we may even have it, Obama Truth Squads? Because I'm not kidding. It actually says, if you say he doesn't want to cut taxes, you will be arrested. He wants to cut your taxes. Even if he wanted to lie and say Obama wants to raise my taxes and it wasn't true, which he did try to raise them and did raise them. He did lie, of course. It's your free speech. You can be mistaken, whatever. You've got to prove civilly in court someone lied on purpose. That's common law. That's our free system. But here, oh, no, I just say you're lying. You're arrested. So this is the reign of terror with the IRS harassing the Tea Party, pro-lifers, gun groups. And then they didn't get in trouble, so they're right back at it again. And Holder running around telling the news media to brainwash the public against guns. So here's the ad that the guy running for Senate, who is a Democratic member of the Congress. He wants to be a senator now. This is what he doesn't want you to hear. So we're going to air it in its full entirety right now.
My name is Julie Boonstra, and 5 years ago, I was diagnosed with leukemia. I found out that I only have a 20% chance of surviving. I found this wonderful doctor and a great health care plan. I was doing barely well, fighting the cancer, fighting the leukemia. And then I received the letter. My insurance was canceled because of Obamacare. Now the out-of-pocket costs are so high, it's unaffordable. If I do not receive my medication, I will die. I believed the president. I believed I could keep my health insurance plan. I feel lied to. It's heartbreaking for me. Congressman Peters, your decision to vote for Obamacare jeopardized my health. It is time to listen to me. It is time to listen to the other American citizens out there who are hurting. This is serious. It's not a game. Congressman Peters, Obamacare is not the answer.
Well, how dare her say that she doesn't like a law? You have that ad removed. By the way, I saw a congressman get the show I was on with Jesse Ventura that I consulted on, the one about FEMA camps and threat fusion centers, 3 years ago. All of it's come out to be confirmed now. And they literally, he went on there and told Ventura, this never existed. I didn't bring forward this bill. And there are no camps. Then we show the camps and show his bill to expand them. So he called up and threatened True TV, threatened the company that owned it, threatened all, and had the show pulled even off TiVo. It's supposed to air over and over again on cable. It airs about 50 times, coming to a bunch of the other episodes too. It airs like 50 times a year. They air those shows over and over again. It was a hit show. 3 seasons. This is the second season. They pull it and then erase it off the DVRs and TiVos everywhere. That's how upset they were. So I know what it's like, folks. Those stations, probably out of fear, won't run it. Now, he did find the Truth Squad clip from 7 years ago where they said, if you say he doesn't want to cut taxes, we'll arrest you. Well, he did raise them. So here it is.
Senator Barack Obama's presidential campaign is asking Missouri law enforcement to target anyone who lies or runs a misleading television ad during the presidential campaign. This is where John Mills is live at the County Election Board in Maplewood. He's been learning more about which members of law enforcement are getting involved in this. John, tell us more about this.
Russell, good evening. Prosecutors and sheriffs from across Missouri are joining something called the Barack Obama Truth Squad. Two high-profile prosecutors are part of the team. We met them this afternoon in the Central West End. They are Jennifer Joyce
from the TV, Bob threatening McCullough, people. This is
the
America.
Sanders County prosecuting attorney. They will be reminding voters that Barack Obama is a Christian who wants to cut taxes for anyone making less than $250,000 a year.
Which he didn't do.
They also say they plan to respond immediately to any ads and statements that might
violate. All right, that's enough. I don't have time to play the whole newscast. If you want to see it, just type in Obama Truth Squads. This is insane. And now Dinesh D'Souza is facing many years in jail for what is clearly legal and lawful contributions for his filmmaking. He's now being persecuted. They're arresting people. This is dangerous. But, hey, I want to give fair time to Obama. Here's the Obama theme song as we go out.
Everything is awesome.
Dream, the hope, the fraud of the fascist president with the Republican leadership helping him. Yay! Manufactured consent. Forward. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
If you're living with chronic dental health problems, there's not much to smile about. The surgeries, stress, frustration. But what if one day could end your suffering for good? Dental implants from Clear Choice can be your permanent solution. We bring your team of doctors and precise technology together in one place so you get a smile with natural, full-functioning teeth in just one day. Call Clear Choice for your free consultation at 1-800-574-9997. Qualified patients can have the procedure in one day after initial workup. Results may vary in individual cases.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Thank you.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
You've been hearing about the amazing benefits of Heart and Body Extract for many years. Now, hear from the co-founder.
My name is Tony Knudsen, and I'm the co-founder of Heart and Body Extract. We've been in business for over 13 years now.
With thousands of satisfied customers who have experienced the amazing benefits but never experienced a price hike.
We've kept consistent pricing the whole entire time the company's been in business, and we'll continue to do so.
Call today for Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305, or visit hbextract.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Unfortunately, you've grown up hearing voices that incessantly warn of government as nothing more than some separate, sinister entity that's at the root of all our
George
problems.
Washington
no
said that.
The tyranny is always lurking just around the
Thomas
corner.
Jefferson.
You should reject these voices.
Yeah.
There will be no new bureaucracy. You can keep the doctors you know and trust. You keep the insurance you have. If you
lies,
want.
Lies, so lies, 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 lies.
Private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well.
By the way, everything is awesome. Everything is cool when you're part of a team. So they just feel good because they're part of the winning team.
Not even masculine.
And they're really being abused.
And our Lord save you, Barack Obama.
Barack Obama.
Extra care to follow the instructions.
The Obama theme song, folks.
Everything is cool when you're part of a team. Everything is awesome when we live in our dream.
Obama.
1984.
Obama's like a huge wolf just cramming shape in his mouth.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
He hypnotizes him with big old snake eyes and with a conveyor belt of sheep. He just marches into his giant snake mouth. It's like a Pied Piper.
Everything is cool.
Everything is cool when you're part of the team. Everything is awesome.
This is what I criticized Bush supporters for under Bush. But I mean, under Obama. It's like total cult land. And notice they're like, now we're going to target young people to sign up for Obamacare, but they won't do it. So they're going to target, it's in the news today, black people. Like it's your duty to go buy Obamacare to help Big Brother. Pun intended. This is getting really bad, folks. This is a scam written by offshore mega corporations that are totally and completely ruthless. The whole liberal facade of Obama is just that, a facade. For those who don't know what a facade is, that we're public school educated, you know, it's like those old Western towns and movies where it's just the front. There's nothing. You go through the door and there's cactuses and tumbleweeds behind it. But guys, will you pull up the definition of facade for me? Because look, it's not that Obama's a lesser of two evils. He's a more effective of evils because he can get the agenda through. When he bombs a country, it's because he's a peace prize holder. When he raises your taxes, it's because you're part of a team. I mean, you got a business. You didn't build that. But now is the time. I'll give the number out in the next segment. Go to your calls. I want to hear from people that actually think I'm wrong. I want to hear from people that like Obamacare. I want to hear from the people that really think Obama cares about you and that Joe Biden really cares about you. I want to hear from you, and I'm going to give the number out for Obama supporters to call in here. This is your chance, uncensored live radio, folks. 877-789-ALEX, or racist, sexual, dial it as well. 877-789-ALEX, or knuckle dragon, redneck. That'll also get you that. Dial that. It gets you to here. 877-789-ALEX. Because I'm not a real intellectual like all the liberals out there that just don't have any facts. They just go, Obama. Oh, I feel so smart. I'm so liberal. When you support literal fascist takeover and are enemies of anybody who's a real liberal like myself in the Thomas Jefferson vein. I mean, you people are despicable. I'm talking about those controlling the everything is awesome group out there thinks they're really about to get some great deal for Obama. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. The polls show about 30% of you still worship the Lord and Savior Barack Obama, as Jamie Foxx calls him. I want to hear from you, because Obama said just 2 weeks ago he's got lower approval ratings because of racism. Really? Really? Really. So it's not that Obamacare is a ripoff, or it's not that higher taxes on the middle class will stall the economy. It's not that I don't want our power plant shut down as we get half our energy from coal and they're shipping our jobs to Mexico and China. It's not that I want prosperity. It's not that I want a fair shake. It's not that I want real equality. It's not that I'm mad at MSNBC race baiting all day. No, it's because I'm a racist because I don't want 52% of blacks to be aborted like the Democratic Party does. I'm a racist because I know the Democratic Party until 1964 was the Ku Klux Klan and was the anti-Voting Rights Act and Civil Rights Act and all of it until they couldn't beat the Republicans, so they became the party of race. But instead of about equality, like Martin Luther King said, it was about racial division. They just brought Klan politics to all the minorities and turned them, a great part of them, into racist, out-of-control scum, just like the Klan. I mean, it's just horrible that I'm geopolitically informed, that I'm economically informed, that I'm domestically informed, that I'm culturally informed, that I'm done a lot of anthropology research, a lot of sociology research. It's horrible. And so I want to admit it right now. I'm an intellectual nobody. Obamacare is a great deal. It's great to have your prices tripled. It's great to be kicked off your plan. It's great to have death panels. I'm wrong. Ted Cruz is wrong. I apologize. And I should be laughed at by the unintellectual mass that if Bill Maher just laughs at someone, look, everything they said's coming true, that we're all supposed to just agree with that. So I agree. Bill Maher, because he's real skinny and wears little thin ties and has writers, and he reads off a teleprompter, he's intellectual. He's smart. He could come in here and do a 2-3-hour radio show without a teleprompter and just wipe the table with me, folks, because he's a liberal. That's why he said last year, just kill more people, get rid of the population, more abortion. He hates people. He was being honest for a moment without the teleprompter. Because he is awesome. So let's go ahead and hear what he had to say about the few people that are getting under his skin. And whoever they attack is whoever is effective.
The reason so many Americans, for example, think climate change is a hoax is that their only source for science news is Glenn Beck, Fox, and Matt Drudge, the cracker trifecta.
The cracker trifecta. More race baiting. And then he goes on from there. It was global warming. First in the 70s, we were all going to freeze in an ice age if we didn't have carbon taxes that they openly want to pay to the Davos Group, $100 trillion every decade. That's London Telegraph. They want a $100 trillion to begin with. 100 trill. That's 10 trill a year paid to the Rothschild Exchange in London. Look it up. It's actually the Rothschild Exchange. And they've spent more than $20 billion propagandizing for this, because when they can tax every part of the carbon cycle and surveil it, you run everything, sweetsies. And it doesn't matter the North Pole got bigger and the South Pole got bigger. They say penguins can't swim at the Arctic. Well, you know why? Because there aren't penguins in the Arctic, folks. They're at the South Pole, the Antarctic. These people know all this. It's like the science guy got up on TV and said, look, the Antarctic got smaller and it was the Arctic. And it got bigger. Now it's climate change. First it was freezing, then it was warming. Now it's change. Hey, folks, the only thing that stays the same is change. It's the only constant in this universe. And now they want to FCC pull the licenses of TV stations that run milquetoast ads. They'll run pro-Obama ads and pro-video game ads, but not pro-gun ads on Fox and the Super Bowl. It's total discrimination. They're arresting filmmakers. They're arresting governors for crooked toenails. While Obama takes a third of his money from offshore IP addresses, totally illegal. Total selective enforcement, and Democrats are calling everywhere to arrest their opposition. You people are wanting to become Nazi fascist, and you're a clear and present danger. And if Republicans act like this, I'm going to come after them. See, that's where my bias is freedom and due process. Let's go to this Dinesh D'Souza piece dealing with his political prisonership. Here it is.
Republican senators now demanding the head of the FBI explain exactly why the agency pushed for an indictment of one of the president's most effective critics. And that critic is here. Welcome to the Kelly File, everyone. I'm Megyn Kelly. This started last month. Conservative filmmaker Dinesh D'Souza hit with federal charges for what the New York Times called relatively small donations in a New York Senate race. Those charges immediately raising red flags for some, because D'Souza, who has pleaded not guilty, is behind the box office hit 2016, Obama's America, a film that is very critical of the president. The senator's letter calls attention to these concerns, citing liberal Harvard legal scholar Alan Dershowitz.
Yeah, even Dershowitz says it's scary, and he's a total liberal, I guess more in the real sense when it comes to at least free speech. But here's the deal, folks. He has a new movie coming out in July. They're in the middle of production. They're trying to stop that production. I had the FBI show up here about the Obama deception 3 days before it came out. Literally, this is America, folks. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And GenStone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call GenStone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day. Unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation.
That's racist.
Alex Jones.
Arrest
on
him.
The GCN Radio Network.
FCC, no. No, not that music. Not freedom. Not First Amendment. Not Second. Not Fourth. Not Tenth. Not Ninth.
Sorry, we had an Obama supporter break in over the control line there for a moment. About to take over, but we're back live for now, folks. La, 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 la. That's the Buckaroo Banzai, the Overthruster. It's a good B-movie. We are back live, ladies and gentlemen, steaming ahead towards hour number two. I'm going to go to your phone calls now and into the next segment or two. And then I'm going to get into the really serious news on what's happening to the economy. FCC backs off for now, coming into newsrooms, telling people what to do. We're also going to look at the really big news in Ukraine and all the mainline headlines saying this could lead to a larger regional, even third world war. So we're going to look at that. And then a huge stack of stories. Feds deploy new national spy system of microphones capable of recording conversations. That was in 2013. Well, here's another little article. New streetlights to have Homeland Security applications. That's 2011. We broke that. Oh, what's in Fox News? Newark Airport terminal lights tied to security system. And it turns out the lights themselves, the lights, have hidden cameras built into them. That's how small they are. These are going in, not just in airports, but all over the country. I'm going to break those down. And now the police, when they pull you over, will commandeer your radio by remote control with one button and turn it on and talk to you in the car. Just to give you an idea what a technocracy is like, we're going to be breaking that down in great detail. Now, before I go any further, if you just joined us, I have opened the phones up for Obama supporters. People that think I'm a liar. People that think I'm wrong. People that think that he really wants to help us and that he's our true president, our dear leader. Kim Jong-un, I mean Barack Obama. And so we've got David, Frank, Eric, David, Michael, Sherry, and others. And I can normally get 20 phone calls lined up here, giving the number out. I only have 6 or 7 people calling in. Where is the overwhelming support for our dear leader? I'm sorry, that's not the words of Jamie Foxx, our Lord and Savior, Barack Obama. I played that earlier. So you need to call in and defend him. I mean, here I am. We don't screen your calls. Tell me why I'm wrong. Explain to me. Well, the Republicans are bad, too. They're not the ones in charge running everything down right now. I mean, I know you bought into a bandwagon. You bought into a group. That's how you think you're a big winner, why you're successful. Republicans should really learn from this and not be the same with their leadership. Which Republicans have done this now with the real Tea Party. That's why the media is demonizing it, because the Republican Party could be taken over. And that's why you're seeing the demonization of Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, myself, and so many others. I want to hear from you. The toll-free number to join us, again, is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. The Democrats are so smart, you don't need me to say the number slow. I mean, that's all you talk about on your shows, and is how you're smart. Anybody that isn't a communist is dumb. So I don't need to give it out fast. Actually, I do, don't I? You need to give it out real slow. Here, let me give it out for you real slow. Here's the number. You ready? 877. Of course, under Common Core, 2 + 2 = 5, so I can just give out random numbers. Maybe that would work too, huh? I don't have to get the number right. So let me just give out a different number. 00159268420QQ59. I mean, you don't even need numbers anymore. Piggy, smiggy, giggly, wiggly. 22595QQQ, squiggly mark. Just call that number and you'll be on the show. 2 + 2 = 5 as well.
A plus, Alex.
So, there you go. No, actually, you do actually have to dial the number right. It's 877. I know that's racist and small-minded. And I'm not racist. I don't have any intellectual argument. Just racist. 877. Aren't I intellectual? 877-789-ALEX is the number for you to call in the broadcast. Now, briefly, we are listener-supported, and I try to bring you in the free market the very best products at InfoWarsStore.com. But we have a new one that got in 2 weeks ago and sold out. But another truck came in, made in America. Maiden1776.com is where you find all our Made in America liberty-based apparel to meet like-minded people and spread the word and support the broadcast. But the new Maiden1776.com, or just go to InfoWarsStore.com, you can find it there as well, is the new Molon Labe in Greek. Come and take it with the Spartan helmet, the crossed M4 machine guns, or assault rifles, and the victory wreath. And on the back it says InfoWars.com, 1776 in Roman numerals. This is a great way, and the best looking Molon Labe shirt out there. Order them today. And next week they're supposed to get here the women's gold foil t-shirts made in America that say the same thing, but these are for men right now. Sorry, ladies, we're not being discriminatory on purpose. Your shirts are just so fancy and so much more hard to get a hold of, and the gold foil, it'll be here soon. You get the fanciness with the bling bling. So, InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139, and the great crew can answer your questions and take your order. We have InfoWarsLife.com with the best supplements out there, Super Male Vitality, Fluoride Shield, Survival Shield, my favorite coffee that I discovered and got shipped in from southern Mexico in the high mountains, totally organic, Wake Up America coffee, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, and you're funding the very tip of the spear of the First Amendment. So thank you all for your support. I salute you. Okay. They also say that the movie Spartacus, great film by Stanley Kubrick, those who are about to die salute you. Well, I'm about to be destroyed by these powerful intellects that are calling in to defend Obamacare. And so, drum roll, please. Out of the gates is David from Louisiana. David, welcome. Thank you for calling.
You know, he's probably still... Oh, hello, Alex.
Hi, go ahead. I missed the first thing you said. You're on the air.
Oh, okay. You say that Obama's bad and all that. I get some of his military policy, but this carbon thing... carbon dioxide isn't all too bad, but just because it gets cold here doesn't mean that the Earth is not warming. You've seen in Russia record high temperatures for very long times. We haven't had freezes here in,
We had freezes in at least a week. You're right. It's terrible.
But before it'd be frozen most of the time, you look at the temperatures, they're still going
actually,
up.
Sir, that's not what all the ice core samples show. NASA even admits the Earth's been cooling for 17 years now. The sun's the main driver. Look, how does shutting down our power plants here that put out nothing but carbon dioxide and water and shipping the jobs to China, they open three new plants a week, we close for a week on average, how does doing that save the Earth if it's all one atmosphere?
It's all in one atmosphere.
You don't even understand what I just said. They're shipping the plants to Mexico and China. Texas has shut down dozens of plants, and they've opened them in Mexico totally dirty, shooting all the toxins into the air, the particula, the mercury, everything. No scrubbers. You know what a scrubber is on a coal power plant?
Maybe.
Okay, well, if you go to China, it's just the power plant and a smokestack. You go here, there's all these big buildings built off. They send it all through the distillation. Nothing comes out but water and carbon dioxide. We get half our power from coal, or we did. Shutting that down is economic warfare. How is paying Al Gore a carbon tax? He's part of the company that globally gets the money. How does that save the Earth, sir?
Well, I guess it doesn't.
You really are an Obama supporter, aren't you?
Well, yeah, I mean, we need some better access to health care.
Let me ask you a question. When did you have the brain injury? And I'm not making fun of folks here. I'm serious. You sound like you in a bad car wreck?
No, not in a bad car
wreck. How did you hurt your head? You've had brain surgery, haven't you? What's wrong with you?
No, I haven't had brain surgery. I've just been under a lot of fluoride. I've been looking this stuff up, but I don't see German psychologists. I don't see Russian psychologists. I saw John Holdren saying that it would be a nice idea to reduce population, but I didn't see him actually saying
okay, so everything is awesome, everything is cool when you're part of the team. All right, I appreciate your call, man. I just don't know what to say anymore. Sherry in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thank you. Listen, Obama goes along to get along, and the reason I wanted him to win.
That was a little disrespectful. You address him like Jamie Foxx addresses him. Go ahead.
I don't know how that is.
You know how he says it.
I'm not real political, Alex. I just know what I know for myself, and I'm going to share that. He goes along to get along, and that's why he's in power. If they didn't want him in power, the real oligarchies that run the show, they would not have him in there. You know, Ron Paul, they shut out because he said it like it was. Perot, they threatened his family. And Perot said, I can't fight this. I'm going to have to withdraw from the race. And Kennedy, well, he never got to say it all, did he? You know?
So what's your bottom line on Obama?
My bottom line on Obama is it could be so much worse if it had been somebody else. He is willing to walk the tightrope and try to balance what the people can live with and what the oligarchies, what they now call the CEO oligarchy.
This sounds like mass Stockholm syndrome, or you're like, oh, he's the abuser, but he's trying to take care of me. Oh, my gosh. Stay there. I'm going to come back to you in 60 seconds. Second hour coming up, folks. Oh, my goodness.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications radio network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze-Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze-Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your